Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday to my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later this week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with Leo Messi. Not actually him. He's not coming on the show. We just can't afford that. They can just about afford me. Well, they can't even afford me. But anyway, Messi finally achieved his World Cup dream as Argentina won their third crown, just say competition or World Cup, on penalties. We'll hear from a former World Cup winner with Argentina in 1978, Osvaldo Ardiles. But first up, it's Simon Jordan claiming Sunday's epic match was one of the greatest finals ever.
He's going to hit it right footed. Argentina are the champions of the world. Montiel with a decisive kick. Lionel Messi pens the ultimate ecstatic chapter to complete his already extraordinary story.
You would think going into extra time, given the way the French had taken it back from them, that they would be the ones in emotional ascendancy. I think the two most remarkable finals that we've seen in modern history are probably both featuring Argentina. 78 final, where they beat a very good Dutch side, 3-1 in Argentina, with all that went with that. And this final are probably up there with the greatest finals. We'll always say these are the greatest things when they become live and at that particular moment. But I think for 80 minutes, it wasn't the greatest of games. One team was in control. But for 40 minutes, it was a remarkable game of football.
A night of madness, a night of mayhem, a night of Messi. Here he is, centre stage, in his rightful place. And Argentina are where they believe they should be as well. They're the champions, World Cup winners in 2022.
Ozzy, do you think Messi's going to play on? Are we going to get to see him playing for Argentina again?
He's fine. Obviously, right now he's carrying on playing for Paris Saint-Germain. There's no question about that. Of course, he's going to be Argentina. Now we'll have a 4 or 5 games that are going to be kind of exhibition or kind of easy games. And of course, he's going to be there. And then when you're talking about the America Cup, the next one that is much, much tougher, he will have to make a proper decision. But I will say that he will carry on, yes.
Argentina, campeón del mundo! Argentina, campeón del mundo!
On now to the Times. Every winter, saying Qatar 2022 wasn't the greatest tournament, but the final made up for it.
After the greatest final of all time, it's Lionel Messi's World Cup, and you've been listening to it on Talk Sports.
Not the greatest tournament, certainly the greatest final. People friendly, but then you walk into the grounds and you think, what cost were these built at to the migrant workers? And I've just left the flats that I was staying in now and just said goodbye to all the people who work there. And they're from Nepal, they're from Bangladesh. And I wanted to give them a present, and I gave them a cricket bat, because we've been playing a little bit of cricket out here, which are not very successfully, particularly when the caretaker came out, pointed at his windows. But you know what? They're fantastic people. But your heart goes out to them, because you talk to them. And you inevitably, of a certain age, you talk about, you know, have you got kids? And these guys and women, you know, they're thousands of miles away from home. And they've got 2-3-year-olds there who they haven't seen for 18 months. And yeah. I don't know, particularly poignant at a time like this with Christmas and family and all.
Now, Brighton and Hove Albion midfielder Alexis McAllister now has a World Cup winner's medal after the final in Qatar. Seagulls CEO Paul Barber or Barbs, as his friends call him, knows there'll be interest in the man, but remains hopeful of keeping him.
All you can do in situations where you've got a great asset is to try and protect yourself as best as possible. We've done that with several of our players and staff over the last several years, and obviously that's all you can do in these situations. But we hope Alexis will continue to be playing for us for some time to come.
Messi with a sublime touch. Alvarez works it through. What a good opportunity this is for Argentina. It's put on the plate. Di Maria makes it two. It is a thing of beauty. That's one of the best World Cup see.
As we've always said, you know, I think when players do well, when their profile increases, there's always going to be interest in them, and this will be no different. Alexis is no different. There was interest in him before the World Cup, and I'm sure there'll be even more interest in him afterwards.
Meanwhile, the FA have confirmed Gareth Southgate will remain as England manager until after the European Championships in 2024. Former Three Lions defender Martin Keown, or Keown, as he's known to his friends, basically his surname, says he's under pressure to win that tournament.
It's 100% the decision I expected to hear. You know, Gareth is a very loyal, very honourable man. He would have set himself that task of giving himself a period where he feels, you know, I want to be successful. And now we work towards the next Euros in 18 months' time where he has to win a trophy. I think he knows that. I think he believes now that he goes into the next competition, not in hope, but in belief that this team can go toe-to-toe, Jim, with the best in the world. That's not something that's in any kind of doubt now. It's right to keep that continuity, to settle it all down and to keep the players stable. He's a very stable individual, so it comes from the top. And now we can plan now. We can plan now ahead to the next Euros.
Now, here's Natalie Sawyer and Jamie O'Hara having a big old barney about Thomas Tuchel and whether or not he would do a better job than Southgate.
The managers out there who could do better are Graham Potter, Eddie Howe, Thomas Tuchel, who I think would have been a great appointment. But
why? Why would Tuchel be good?
Because he's a competition manager. He knows how to win tournaments. He's a top manager. He's won things. Southgate
but no
hasn't
foreign
won
manager has ever won the World Cup
so?
With a team that they're
we're not going into
not
a World Cup.
Team.
We're going into
no,
we're
but I'm
going
just telling
Euros.
You about a major
doesn't matter. Who cares? It's like we're scared to go back to like a Capello era or a Sven era.
But
it's
you
like
can't
we're
tell me
to
that,
that
Tuchel's reign at Chelsea ended brilliantly. Well, that's the reason
well,
he got
sacked.
It's
not looking great since he's left, is
no,
it?
No, of course not. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Tuchel. We're not talking about Graham. Yeah. I know what he won.
He's an unbelievable manager.
I know what he won, but being a tournament...
Thomas Tuchel over Southgate,
manager,
give me that all day.
Being a club manager
you're
is
telling
very
me
different.
You'd rather have Southgate
Let
than
me
Tuchel.
Finish what I'm trying to say. Being a club manager is different to being an international manager. You get to work with the players day in, day out.
Right.
It's very different to an international manager. It's a different skill set altogether.
I disagree.
Well, Jamie, of course it
same
is.
Job.
It has to be.
Jamie.
It's not the
still
same
manager.
Job. It's not the same job. It can't be. Look at it. How often do you get to work with your players?
It doesn't matter how long you work with them. It's when
of
you've got
it
them.
Does.
It's what you do
That's
when you've got them.
That's the whole point of the role, though, isn't it? It's a different style of management. That's what I'm saying.
On now to kick off with Danny Kelly, former Chelsea defender Scott Minto, and Kevin Achard with an A.
I think Southgate has done pretty well in these tournaments, and they're knockout tournaments. Anything can happen. A little bit of luck against France, Harry Kane's penalty and all the rest of it, and we might be talking a very different kind of World Cup.
I work with Jamie a lot. I couldn't disagree with him more strongly here. I think all the stuff he talks about, yeah, he's made it like a club side, that is dismissed at your peril. Time and time again in the history of international football, we've seen talented squads who hate each other. They don't get on, and invariably, they crash out of tournaments in the group stage or early on in the knockout rounds. Fostering that feel-good factor is hugely important. What he's done is to take away the fear of playing for England, because we know the enormous pressure they're under. We know the abuse they get when things go wrong. They're not alone in that. That can be international football. Passions run high. But he's got players loving playing for England and in the same squad with each other. Is he perfect tactically? No. But I think there is something to be said for putting a team in position to win a major tournament time and time again. Semi-finals of the World Cup, got knocked out by a Croatia team that we were eulogising about just a few minutes ago. You look at the Euros. Yes, they got to the final at home. That is a huge opportunity. But they were up against a very good Italian side that managed to keep them at bay. Could he have made more proactive substitutions? Yes, in that final, he probably could have. However, the France situation I find really strange at this World Cup, because people talk about a missed opportunity as if France haven't just come within a few penalty kicks of winning the World Cup, as if Morocco would have just gone, here you go, England, you can go straight through to the final.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that. And you get teams, look at Germany. They've just been done by Japan in the group stage. They've gone out in the group stage.
Now, the Carabao Cup resumes this week, or returns. That word would have worked as well. It's the fourth round, and tonight Newcastle take on Bournemouth. It's live on TalkSport. Oi, Golson, you got that wrong. World Cup final was only a couple of days ago. Yeah, it does seem a bit weird, doesn't it? Anyway, yeah, top flight football is already back. Here's Magpies gaffer Eddie Howe, who's been linked with the England job, claiming it was something he's not currently interested in. Until, of course, they offer him £9 million a year. Then, of course, it's, yeah, where do you want me to sign?
The only time it affects me, really, is sat here. So I'm pleased Gareth made his decision, so I don't have to field questions on it. You know, my focus has only ever been Newcastle and making sure that we return from this break in the best possible form we can. I'm enjoying the job and loving the challenge of managing this huge club.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to a bit of carol singing. No, I'm joking. Cricket. England, of course, are on the verge of winning the third test against Pakistan to make it a clean sweep in the series. One of the star performers was Riyan Ahmed, who became the youngest player to take a 5-wicket haul on his test debut. He's only 9. Here's his Leicestershire County coach, Paul Nixon, who's also his primary school teacher.
Normally it takes you several years to learn your trade and be competent to land the ball in the right area, especially being a leg spinner like Warney, the legend that was so consistent. But he saw a lot of himself, I think, Warney, in Rahan. He saw the zest for cricket, the energy he's got, somebody that just loves bowling and desperate to take wickets. And he's fearless, he really is. And one of the reasons we made him give him his debut at 16 for Leicestershire was because of that attitude. He dominated every age level that he played in. And, you know, he came against the pros in the nets and he'd be full of fun, full of belief, and he delivered. You know, we backed him and believed him in when nobody else did. And, you know, we're seeing the fruits of that hard work, and it's great that his family are out there now. Dad's here. I'm in Pakistan now, in Karachi. We've watched it and witnessed it, and it's been a magical moment.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. After us at 7, yeah, Newcastle take on Bournemouth in the Carabao Cup fourth round. It's on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts up first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe. Everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.